This is episode number 2153 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
All right, finally, Kanye West has announced a few changes you might see going forward in his Instagram updates. For one, he has learned that using all capitalized letters, which he's been doing, makes it appear that it's as if he's screaming.
He didn't know?
No, he didn't know.
No one told him.
Nobody told him.
And of all the years he was married to Kim.
I know. Well, they didn't talk, obviously.
Instagrammer.
I don't even know if they were married. I mean, they, seriously. He also acknowledged that sharing screenshots can be jarring for those involved because he shared screenshots of texts from Kim over the weekend to him, asking him to kind of knock it off nicely. And you can see at the top of the screenshot, Kim's other phone. Was that the phone that she threw in the ocean and somebody retrieved it and was texting for her?
Oh, maybe so.
Seriously, I saw it. It's Kim's other phone. Look, I don't want to even talk about this anymore because this is really harassing what he's been doing and whether he realizes it or not. He's a jilted ex. And he was like commenting in the comments, look what she's saying. I'm going to get her back. That kind of stuff. And it's like,
wow.
Yeah, no. Anyway. No capital letters, man. I've tried to teach my mom that, too. It's kind of tough. And she's typing on her Facebook.
But you know, capital letters are so easy.
No, they're not. They're yelling. They're screaming. It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
So this Valentine's Day at Momager's house turned into a house full of love.
A house of love? Oh, house I don't know if I love. Want to hear about this. Oh, my God.
So none of Chris's famous daughters were on hand.
Oh, okay.
Because they were doing their own thing.
Yeah.
In my mind, they missed a camera opportunity.
Yeah, right.
But her longtime boyfriend, Corey Gamble.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Her longtime boy toy.
Boy toy.
Corey Gamble was
well,
out.
Well, I think he's past there. Boy toy stage. They've been together for about 10 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's much younger than she is.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's much heavier than she is, but that's okay. I mean, you know.
So they gathered at her house. Their own. They invited a few friends.
Oh, friends.
Including Aunt Becky.
What? Aunt Becky at Kris Jenner's house.
Aunt Becky was at Kris Jenner's house for a Galentine's Day.
Wow.
Corey Gamble was there for a Galentine's Day.
Well, Corey was a host. I get that. Yeah, he's a co-host. Where's she going to put him?
Okay, well, that's true.
I mean, he's got no other life besides her. Seriously.
He doesn't need one.
Well, he doesn't. He's a kept man.
That's right. You would trade places with him in a...
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, probably.
In a hot... red hot second, and then you'd have to explain it to
Halle
Berry.
Only for the benefits, but not for any other reason, because I do not have the hots for Momager.
Now, in addition
her
to...
Her bank account, yes. Her...
Sugar mama. In addition to jailbreak Lori, lifestyle and beauty expert Kim Douglas was at the soiree explaining that when it was her first Valentine's Day alone in 40 years.
What?
Because hubby, the young and the restless actor Jerry Douglas, he passed away in November.
Yeah. Oh, poor Kim.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that was sweet of Chris and Corey.
There was a group photo.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Kim posed with Chris, okay. Corey, Lori, and billionaire Tammy Gustafson.
Of course, there's a billionaire there.
They held up boxes from, party favors.
Party favors.
Kylie Jenner's cosmetics.
Speaking of billionaires. Oh, my God.
Valentine's Day collection.
That's like a Tupperware party.
A Mary Kay party.
There you go. Yeah. I don't think you use that terminology. We'll stick with Tupperware.
Well, Chevy Chase, he let his feelings be known during an interview on CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh?
It's been bannered about that he's a little difficult to work with
difficult.
Over the years.
Yeah. Like all the years.
So.
All of them.
After correspondent Jim Axelrod asked him if reading those things about him are unfounded cheap shots.
I don't think they're unfounded. I really don't.
No, probably not. I mean, if one person says it, if one person says Bill Cosby's a creep, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you get to one or, you know, 20 or more than that in Hollywood, it's like these Hollywood secrets
we
really
could go
aren't
on
secrets.
About Chevy Chase because, yeah, no.
So Chevy Chase says, well, I guess you'd have to ask them.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap. I
no,
am who
course,
I am, and I like who
give
I am.
A crap.
I don't care.
He doesn't either. I mean,
no.
That's part of his problem. So, you know, he started, he was the hottest thing, SNL, from the very beginning, and at the end of the first year, he was too big for his britches, and he said, I'm out of here. This show is beneath me. I remember this succinctly. He said, this show is nothing but a bunch of toilet humor. Well, he's right about that. But the deal was, I don't know what kind of highbrow humor he thought he was going to do. Hello, Caddyshack. Not very highbrow there, Chevy. But
well, if it wasn't for SNL, he probably wouldn't have had anything else.
He probably wouldn't have, but he became really difficult to work with. And everybody figured it out pretty soon. And it's like, you know.
Well, Peter Davidson, he put him on blast. Remember back in 2018, there was during an appearance on the Howard Stern show, Pete said he's a genuinely bad racist person.
Wow.
And I don't like him. He's a putz.
Wow, he's a putz.
What has he done since 83? What has Chevy Chase done since
1983? Well, he did Christmas Vacation after 83.
And was that after?
Yeah, I think so.
Was
and he had a very short-lived late night show, which lasted less than 3 months. It was on Fox. Fox has never been successful in late nights. But it was during the 90s, I believe.
Well, you know, he had had an incredibly big career.
No, yeah.
And
big.
Then it stopped.
Huge. Yeah.
Because everybody realized he was an ass.
He's a jerk. He's still a jerk, from what I understand.
Well,
which
evidently.
Is why nobody wants to even talk to him. So,
well,
kind of surprised
he even said he doesn't care.
I hope this doesn't happen to our Halle Berry. I hope she doesn't not care. I hope she always cares. Because I know you're looking at me like, where did that come from?
You phone it in for her, and you just even you don't even if you really cared about Halle Berry.
I care.
Then you'd do a better job.
I can't be creative all hours of the day. I'm sorry. It's
well, I don't think she's gonna. I don't think
she's not
gonna
listening
accept that. She
today.
Will not accept that
she
as an excuse.
She told me she couldn't listen today.
Oh,
more who cares tomorrow. My dreams. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.